a station sponsor.
And welcome back to the Bendigo Bank cricket broadcast from Borneo. Borneo just defeating Rosebud today and joining myself.
Comprehensively too, by the way.
Very good win. And joining myself and Pete Walker, we've got Lee Jansen, captain of the successful team. That must sound good for a change for you, Lee.
That's definitely a relief, mate. Get the monkey off
the
back.
Yeah, absolutely right. And well bowled today. 8 for 37. First bag of 8 for you.
Yeah, the first one.
TP.
Coming a good time.
Yeah, it has. And very, very nice. Did you put a lot of thought into the way you structured things today? You know, yourself taking a new ball, which you've done before,
yeah,
but yourself and Cam first and bringing some of the other boys in later?
Yeah, well, that was the plan. It worked for us against Delacombe last game. Only they made 133, I think
yeah.
It was. And it was just mainly just try and tie it up from one end, because that's what's really been costing us at the start of the year, is getting off that 50 runs off the first 10 overs and not getting a wicket. So it was just trying
to easy start for some of the opposition.
Yeah, letting them get away in that first 10. So it was really about pegging that back.
Yeah.
And plus your captain's so related to
exactly,
it.
Yeah.
Captain Crowbar.
That's it.
Nothing wrong with that. Don't worry about that.
coming from the Lord of Crowbars.
Lord of Crowbars, yeah. Just looking at some of the younger guys bowling. Shawnee Spence only had a few overs, but he bowled pretty well, and he got an important wicket.
Yep.
We thought every now and then he sort of gives you that loose ball and get the four ball.
Yep.
Is that something he's been aware of? And
yeah, that's something he's really trying to work on too, because he bowls those two or three absolutely unplayable balls,
yep,
but then bowls that four ball and lets himself down on that one ball per over.
And just takes a bit of pressure off. Yeah.
Been trying to use him in short stints, trying to help him with his fitness and stuff like that. But when he's on, he's on, and he's one of the most damaging bowlers we've got on the side. So,
and Chris Jobling, a different sort of role this year, or the slower left arm stuff.
Yeah, well, he's coming back from the back injury, so that's why he didn't play when he was last season. So it's just taking a bit of pressure off his back. Plus, it gives us another option, just trying to tie down an end with myself. So if we need to do that. It has been working pretty well, bowling partnerships with him so far this year. So
Dan Wilson making a bit of progress. He, good young kid with a bit of potential, opening the batting this year. We've noticed.
All-rounder status now, Dano.
He's
a great talent, Dan. He's probably the best fielder in our side too.
Yeah.
So that's another strength to his game, and he's going leaps and bounds, and especially with his footy too. And it's been hard with him. He hasn't been able to get a full pre-season under his belt for the last two or 3 years.
Yeah.
So hopefully,
that's just a lack of commitment.
Exactly.
The
I don't know where your priorities.
Your younger brother's moved into the side during the season.
Yeah.
How do you find him progressing?
No, he's been doing really well. He's played a role for us probably the last three or four games, batting time when we've lost quick wickets.
Yep.
So he's been that rock for us, and it's been awesome.
Doesn't mind having a bit of patience about his batting, which is very important.
Bats time, that's his strength. Just waits for his one to flick, and just knows his game. So very, very good.
A few more guys in the comp could do a bit better with that sort of philosophy, couldn't they?
We see a lot. That's right. We see a lot of weeks. Two or three maidens in a row, and all of a sudden it brings a wicket.
Yep.
And you've got to get past that one if you can. We're going to run, while you're here listening with us, run through the other scores in the district,
which I'm sure
you'll find interesting.
Rye won.
Rye, two wins in a row, knocking off Delacombe Park, but you blokes almost pinched off to get them last week too, really, didn't you?
Yeah, so, cost us last week.
They're batting, they're all out for 111, and Tommy Barron got 6 foot, but for a side who's got a lot of good batsmen, they've just gone off the ball with a bat, I think, Delacombe Park.
Yeah, I think they've been struck down with injuries too, I think, going off their side last week against us. But no, they're dangerous when they're going with Chico and Ramsdale.
That's it. They're hot.
Yeah. Johnny's in good form.
They're too hot and cold, aren't they? They're hit and miss.
Red Hill, a good win over Seaford. Mock getting 54, but end up all out for 118. They had a second innings, but Chris Cliff got 6 for 50. He's had a very good
lots of wickets.
Yeah.
He's a tall left-hander, isn't he?
Yeah, very good season. Or tall bloke. No, he's a left-hander, but he's a slut. Yeah. But he's got a lot of wickets. And just talking to some of the Rosebud boys earlier, a bit awkward to pick.
He's awkward to face, yeah. He's got a really, really good arm ball.
Yep. So a win there to Red Hill. And that actually still brings Seaford slightly into the mix. If you guys can beat Tigers next week, You're right in, they're right in the mix as well for three sides in the relegation battle. It'll probably end up in round 11. Right when Rye play Barneo, but Tigers, a brilliant win over Flinders, chasing at 238. Dave James 180, and they pretty much passed them three down. So that's the one that people wouldn't have predicted today, I would have thought.
Nah.
James,
good.
Hey?
Nah, good on him.
Yeah, good on him, absolutely.
That was and Flinders too, wasn't it?
That was at Flinders and chasing 238 on the board.
Hurry up, mate, you're double
part. The Main Ridge looked like they're going to win. 328 on the board's a huge score. Last we saw there, Baden Power were 7 for 190 and starting to run out of overs. So looks like a win to Main Ridge, and Main Ridge might almost sneak in second, third and fourth.
Or lost.
Or looked like losing. Mount Martha were actually beaten in the end by Heather Hill, passed them five down. So Heather Hill probably sneak into the four, Main Ridge probably sneak into the four, Delacombe Park and Rosebud will go out, and Mount Martha probably slipped to fourth, but it's only a percentage thing. So
interesting.
Very, very interesting, yeah. And you guys have put yourself back in with a mix.
Yep. No, that's it. So if we can try and carry that momentum into the last two games, hopefully we can have two good wins, and that's the plan. So.
And any changes likely? Any other players around over the next 2 weeks? Or pretty much the same 11?
Pretty much the same, yeah. Been the same for the last few weeks now. So
what are you trying to say? Phil's no chance?
Phil, well, we need Phil back on the commentary team, do we? We have to lift our standards a bit.
Hopefully he got a bag today.
Please!
Instead of Kepps, we don't want Kepps.
Oh, no,
if they were the options, you're going to go with Phil, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought we'd better make that point. But
absolutely.
We've presented to you there, Lee, the Telstra performance of the day. And I must say, it was a very good performance. We've been in some games when we've missed the first week and someone's made 100, but we only do it on what we see, and someone gets the performance of the day with 3 for 30 or something. But 8 for 37, that's going to get votes, get wickets, get awards all the way through. So fantastic effort.
Geez, thank you very much, Scott.
That's all right. 8 for 37 off 28, and the winning captain, and got that smile, Pete. He's got that smile going.
Mate.
Yeah, so go and celebrate.
Yeah,
absolutely, Lee. So we appreciate your time there. And
always enjoy the winners, buddy.
Yeah.
Well done, champion.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
No worries. And he did it in front of the past players, which makes it even better.
Always better.
Correct.